Okay, this is Baruch Hababin of Kalim, continuing in halachas concerning Kalim that acquire medrash or other types of tuma, just miscellaneous halachas. Halacha Aleph, Kli to roy the medrash, shekabu b'kosu b'sof ha-binyan. So let's say you have a Kli that's made out of wood. In this case, it's we're not sure, it doesn't matter what the Kli specifically is, but it's certainly a Kli that would normally be susceptible to tuma from a Zav. And let's say you affixed that Kli. You attached it to a building, okay? That's going to serve as some sort of support for the building. Kavu b'kosal, okay? Or that's one case. Or let's say you attached it to the wall below banal gaba, but you didn't build anything on top of it to make it function as a support. Or banal gaba below kavu, but let's say you built something on top of the supports, but you didn't really permanently affix it to the wall. Adain mistame medris kashaya. It still contracts tuma from a zav, like it was. Kavu masmeiran, but let's say you really nailed it into the wall, ubanolav, and then you built on top of it. Now it's tahar. So too a mat that's placed over beams. Kavu below nasulav is a maziva. Let's say you affixed it but didn't put a roof on top of the mat. Osh nasulav is a maziva. You put, so to speak, a ceiling on top of the mat below kavu, but you didn't permanently affix it to the beams. Mistame medrash. It still contracts tuma from azav. Kavu v'nasulav is a maziva tahor. But if you permanently attached it to the beams and put a ceiling over it, then it is now tahor. Echad Meroshav, right? So let's say a leg of a bench is removed, the dying heroi the medras. So it can still the bench can still contract tuma from a zav, because you can still sit on it. Nital Shani, if you take the second one out, tahor. Goba tefach medras. But if it is a tefach off the ground, then it can still contract tuma from a zav. Alach Gimel, Kise Shalkala. So this is a shenitlu chipuyav. So let's say you have a chair that a bride sits in, and let's say there's a coating over it. Let's say you remove the coating, tahor. Bimlo hayu chipuyav yotzin v'nitlu adain huroi lemedras. Right? Shekein darch lios matei watzidav yoshevela. But let's say what he called. Let's say the coating that was originally put on it did not really project much out from the thing, and then let's say you took it off, then it can still contract him up from a zav because you can still, if normal, to turn the chair on its side and still sit on it. Again, let's say the coating of a chair is removed, a dinu royal yeshiva, and I can still sit on it. Mistame contracts tuma. Nitlu shnayim chipuyav. Let's say two of its coatings are removed. Zevit saze, right? One that's next to the other, then it's now tahor. Shida shnita alyon shala tmeya. When they attack, don't you roll the medras? Let's say the upper part of a closet is removed. It's still tame because of the lower part, because that's royal medras, royal tuma from a zav. Nita al takdon. If I take out the bottom one, it's tame because of the top one. Nitlu shtei, and if I remove both of them, harei adaf and tahorin. The sides of it are still tahor. Halach above teva shenifchasa mitzida. Right, so let's say a chest is broken from its side. Mistame of medrash, it still contracts some of medrash or shatumos. Why? May shiruuya after yeshiva, because it can still be sat upon by kol yoshen love, and people normally sit on it. Nifchasa milmala, but let's say it was broken from above. Tahora min a medrash, it won't contract tama from a zub. Because now people won't sit on it. But it can contract other types of tuma. It's still considered a receptacle. Let's say it gets broken from below. Tahora mikol tumos is tahor from everything. Even though I could sit on it with a chair, because its essential function was for receiving things. And now that essential function has been nullified. So this is the drawers. Mistamos, they're considered, they can contract tuma v'eino chiburla, because they're not considered attached. V'chein mishafela shenifchasam l'kabla rimonim. Let's say a basket that I would normally dispense fruits from, okay? Let's say it gets destroyed from being able to hold pomegranates. Afish ruah the medras, even though it could sit in that basket. Harei tahor miklum, it's tahor from everything. Mineisha ikar maaseh l'kabala, because essentially it was made for receiving items. The whole bottle ikar, batla tefela. Once the essential function is nullified, the secondary function is nullified as well. So this is a trough that's made out of wood. And let's say you put, like, let's say building materials inside, etc. Even though it contracts other types of tuma, in a mitame b'medrash, it will not contract tuma from zav. But let's say a trough that used to knead dough, and it can hold from two lug up to nine kav. Let's say it gets a crack in it. Until the point where I can't even wash one foot in it because of the crack, may have sedek. Harizim mistama medras. It contracts tuma from a zav. Shestama shekupasa v'yoshev aleil lefigola v'sedek shala. because we're going to assume that you're going to just turn this trough upside down and sit upon it, right? Because of the size of the crack. Let's say you left this cracked trough inside the rain, until the crack basically sealed up. It won't contract from a mazav. Because now I can nido back in it again. And its initial designation was to nido, and now contract the tumah. Chazar v'hinicha bikarim. Let's say I went back and I left it outside to winds. V'niftach hasedek. All right, and now the crack opens up again. Chazul kabel tumas medrash. It goes back to be contracting tumah from mazav. V'tahora mishar tumas, but it's tahor from other types of tumah. Let's say you have a large trough that's used for nido. She yeser atisha kabin. It's bigger than 9 kab. She nifchasam the kabel rimonim, and I can't use it anymore to store pomegranates. V'china li yeshiva, and now I prepare it to use it as a chair. Harezu tahara achatimus medras. Why is it tahara even from the tumah from mezav? Ad sheyaksiyash ena machshavas ma'elas bariba gedola she nifchasach yaseva ma'isa. Because it doesn't help. I have to do an action to it. My intent to use it as a chair is insufficient until I do an action to demonstrate that's the case. Now I saw avos lebehema. Let's say I made it as a feeding trough for animals. Even if I fixed it to a wall, tamea b'chol tumos, it contracts every single form of tumah. Lachates mita shenitlu shtei aruchos shela achar shenitmes. Let's say I have boards that are on each side of a bed. Let's say I take them off after the bed becomes tamei v'asala aruchos chadashos, and I make new side beams. V'lo shina es hanakavim, and I didn't I didn't change the holes that are used to lock in the beams. So now the new ones break. It's still tame. But let's say the old ones break. Because everything goes after the old ones. Let's say a bed contracts tumah from a zav. And there's a short board. And it has two legs. Let's say I take out that short board and two legs. It's still tame. Because it still looks like a bed. Nitla aruka shtekarayim tahara. But if I actually, if one of the sideboards and its two legs are removed, at that point, then I would say it is tahar. So it's all again. So if I take off the short part, it's tame. If I take off the long part, it's tahar. Right. So let's say I cut off two of the corner posts in the diagonal of a bed. Right. Or I went ahead and again I cut off the two, bed posts. Tefach by tefach in diagonal, o shmi'itan shmi'atan pachas mitefach, or let's say I reduce your size to less than a tefach. I raise a nishbra, it's considered broken, v'tahara. Nishbra aruka, let's say I broke the one of the sideboards, v'tikna, and I fixed it, a dain hi av tumah, it's still primary tumah, kishahaisa, like it was before. Nishbra aruka shniyav, if I broke the second sideboard, v'tikna, and I fixed it, tahara min a medras, and now it won't contract tumah from a zav, aval tzmeah maga medras, but it still can contract tumah from a touching by a zav. If I didn't fix the first sideboard prior to the second one breaking, then now the thing becomes tahor. A bed that is contract tumah from a zav, obishar tumos or other types of tumah, the nignav chatzia, avad chatzia, and let's say half of it was stolen or half of it was lost, or brothers or partners split it, it's considered like a broken clay. But if he puts it back together, right, so to speak, Mikabel Tumah Mikan Ulava, and now contracts Tumah from now on. Harez the Doma Lamish Asakli Echa and Meshiver Kalim, Shinitma Shritar Makabatam Leva. It's like someone who made a Kli from broken pieces of Kalim that now contracts Tumah from this point on. Lachi Gimel Mita Shinifriku Evareha. Let's say a bed, is taken apart. Im Nishara Aruka Shte Kirayim, as long as the one sideboard and the legs, Oksara or shortboard Shte Kirayim and two legs are remaining, Harelim is Taman, they still contract Tumah, Nashir Uin, the Songhla Makosa of Lishan Land. Because it can still be pushed up against a wall to sleep on it. Halacha yudal mita shenitmeis kula. Let's say a bed is tumah in its entirety. Imitbila ivarim ivarim. If I go ahead and put in the mikvah each part individually, it's tahar. Halacha tezvav hamefarek esemita lahatvila. When I take a bed apart to put it into the mikvah, hanogeh bechavalim shala. But if I touch the cords, the ropes that hold the bed together, it is tahar. That ends perek chavav, and we will pick up with perek chavzayin next time.